steps from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. After a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. Join in the dialogue and discussion. We're talking about an issue today that I believe is relevant. I believe is super, super important, especially for the Christians and conservatives, central biblicists in America and around the globe. There's a battle that's raging. It has been raging for many millennia now, and it started to escalate May 15th, 1948, when Israel became a nation after 2,500 years of being dispersed around the globe. We're asking the question today, who owns the land? Who owns the promised land? And secondary, does Israel now occupy the land that God gave them? Does Israel today have the acreage, if you will, the territory, the geographical map of land that God promised Abraham and his seed? That's a question. Love to hear from you, because there's a raging debate today. Most of you remember very recently Tucker Carlson, which, by the way, has grown into an animus mouthpiece against Israel. Don't know all of the details. I have some inclination to understand some of the facts of it. Doesn't make it right. But he had a sit-down conference with Mike Huckabee, the ambassador to Israel, and some unusual discussion took place. I've got the entire dialogue they had. I've excerpted several things that I believe are relevant from that entire dialogue that causes consternation. In fact, much of the Middle East today, in fact, all of the enemies of Israel today are up in the air, angered, excited, and challenging Israel afresh and anew. So the question is, who owns the land? Subordinate question to that, how much land does Israel own? Thirdly, you might ask the question, does Israel occupy the land that God had given them? That's the several questions. And after a brief monologue, I'm going to ask you to call in. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. when Jesus is speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, 31 and 32. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted, especially from a Christian conservative patriot standpoint, that we can depend on the word of God. It is the truth book. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people today that want to bifurcate truth, divide truth, separate truth, reject truth. It goes back to the statement by George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I find that to be factual today. But ladies and gentlemen, truth still matters, and especially when it comes to issues as we're talking about today. We need to stand on the truth. Recognize what God's word says. By the way, God's word never changes. And I didn't say people don't change God's word. God's word never changes. There are a lot of people today that believe we have to have a modern version, updated translation, simplified reading of the Word of God. I happen to disagree with it. I believe when God gave us His Word, He didn't make it in errors. He didn't give us His Word to be updated, modified, modulated, changed, or some way brought current with the ideas of society. God's Word stands. And the question we're asking today, who owns the land? God's Word gives us the answer that we'll see in just a few minutes. God's Word answers that question. So the question boils down to one thing. Do we believe God's Word? Are we willing to submit and surrender to the Word of God? Are we willing to say God's Word is absolutely clear? God's Word never changes. God has made a covenant with Israel and through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And does His Word stand? Does God change His mind in relationship to His covenant with His covenant people? Ladies and gentlemen, the survey that I have in my hand, about a year old, headline says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The beginning of the article reads, Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, real actualities, and the state of being in fact true. But yet 55%, according to this article, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. May I say to you, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this powerful statement. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge today. When we come to issues as we're speaking about, who owns the land? It's a political issue. It's a geographical issue. It's a theological issue. It's a biblical issue. It's a God issue. And ladies and gentlemen, God's Word settles it forever. So when Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, made the statement, seek the truth, listen to it, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend it, even to death. That's our challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. find that flag at the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few more moments and we'll open our telephone lines. That number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, today, at this moment, much, if not all, of the Middle East is the hotbed of chaos, conflict, confusion, consternation, and challenge that's taking place even now. Israel is the hear me. Israel is the focus of all that we hear today about that conflict and consternation. You know what happens? Hamas attacks Israel. Israel blame. Others in the area come against Israel, and all of a sudden Israel caused it. The mindset is somehow the focus is on the little apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel, that Israel seems to be always the one being blamed for what is taking place in the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today who owns the land. It appears, ladies and gentlemen, that regardless of the concessions that Israel makes, it's never enough. Since they came into their territory, May 15, 1948, there's been an attack time and time and time and time again on the little nation of Israel to quash it, destroy it, and take the land. It's amazing the little postage stamp real estate that Israel owns today, that Israel has today, is only a little microscopic amount of the land, the territory that God gave to Israel. God gave to the nation of Israel. God gave to the Jewish people, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're going to look at several biblical records, biblical text that gives us the record of who owns the land. Never mind the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that just very recently the flare-up of the chaos and the confusion and the conflict and the consternation and the screaming hair on fire out of the Middle East and most of the Middle Eastern countries today is as a result of Ambassador Mike Huckabee, as he did an interview with Tucker Carlson, from which we now have the Marxist media and the Looney Tunes on the left claiming that Huckabee said, listen, there's the claim out there. You've heard it, I'm sure. It's been in the headlines. Claiming that Mike Huckabee, the ambassador to Israel, that Mike Huckabee is now saying that Israel ought to take all of the Middle East. Hear me. The mindset is that supposedly Huckabee said that Israel should recapture and take all of the Middle East. I find it amazing that they would make such a statement. Let me read you just two or three brief paragraphs, and then we'll take our first caller. This article says U.S. ambassador comments on Israel and the Middle East were taken out of context, according to the embassy. A real uproar continued Sunday after the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, said Israel has a right, listen, says Israel has a right to much of the Middle East, as more Arab and Muslim countries objected, and the U.S. said his comments were taken out of context. Huckabee spoke in an interview with conservative commentator Tucker Carlson, and it was aired Friday. Carlson said that according to the Bible, the descendants of Abraham would receive the land that today would include essentially the entire Middle East, including parts of modern-day Jordan, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon. He quoted from Genesis 15 and asked Huckabee if Israel had a right to the land. Listen, Mike Huckabee responded, it would be fine if they took it all, end quote. A spokesman for the U.S. Embassy said Sunday that Huckabee's comments were taken out of context and there's no change to the U.S. policy on Israel. In the interview, Huckabee added, they're not asking to go back and take all of that, but they're asking at least, they're talking about Israel, at least take the land that they now occupy, they now live in, that they now own legitimately, and it is safe as a safe haven for them. He added that Israel isn't trying to take over Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, but it's trying to protect its own people. In a joint statement Sunday, listen, ladies and gentlemen, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Bahrain, U.S. Emirates, Qatar, Indonesia, Pakistan, Turkey, Syria, Kuwait, Lebanon, Oman, the Palestinian territories, and several Arab governing bodies called Huckabee's remarks dangerous and inflammatory, and one that endangers the entire region's stability. And it goes further to talk about, in the six-day 1967 Mideast War, Israel captured the West Bank, East Jerusalem from Jordan, Gaza and the Sinai Peninsula, from Egypt and the Golan Heights, from Syria. Israel withdrew from the Sinai Peninsula as part of the peace deal with Egypt following the 1973 Mideast War. It was unilaterally withdrawn from Gaza in 2005. Since the ceasefire with Hamas began in October, after 2 years of fighting, Israel's military controls most of Gaza's eastern half. Listen to footnote. Huckabee, an evangelical Christian, strong supporter of Israel and the West Bank settlement movement, has long opposed the idea of a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinian people. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word promises that Israel shall never be divided again. And listen, there's the mindset somehow, some way today that we can go against the word of God and win. It is absolutely an impossibility. We'll talk about a text further in the broadcast where God talks about what he's going to do to any nation that comes against Israel. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
I believe because I saw some of that interview, and it was a setup question, I think.
Yes.
And I tell you, I hope our president go ahead, because Iran, they always lie. They always lie. Go ahead and hit it. Go ahead and hit Iran. And see, Iran is going to shoot a missile over, and it's going to hit the Dome of the Rock, and that temple is going to be built. And they're going to try to blame it on Israel. I really believe that. I do.
You'll find all of the Middle East. You'll find the Islamic jihadists called the Arabs in the Middle East. I refer to them as the Islamic jihadists. Whatever Israel does is wrong. Whatever amount of land Israel gives up for peace is not enough. Whatever takes place. In fact, there's been, what, 8 wars since 1948 when Israel became a nation, and all of the nations around Israel at that time came in all at once trying to swoop up and destroy the Jewish people. God's promised, in fact, the footnote of all of the story about Israel and the battles against Israel is found in Ezekiel 38 and 39, when Russia will lead a five-nation coalition to come against Israel. And throughout the chapter 38 and 39 of the book of Ezekiel, it talks, God says, my people, my land. It's God that brings the enemies down. It's God that wipes out the enemies. It's God that destroys the enemies of the nation of Israel. It's God's battle, God's people, and God's land. If we could just summarize it in that fashion, it makes a vast difference on the way we perceive, listen to, and understand what the Marxist media will try to have us to understand. So, Kenneth, you're exactly right. And by the way, another little parenthetical footnote to what I've just said. I believe, and I've said now for over a month, and my bride and others that are closer to me can tell you, I've said that a joint venture between Israel and the United States, we, Israel and the United States, will attack Iran before the end of this month. And we're nearing the end of the month. And I believe it will be in the next few days that we're going to witness that taking place. And as you said, when that happens, we're going to witness Iran with its missiles trying to destroy the little postage stamp piece of property called Israel. And it will have a conflagration that I believe will continue. What I've said for the past several years now is the beginnings, the original beginnings of World War III. It is going to be what is called in the scripture the war with Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39. We're witnessing the stage being set, the players being put on the scene, the activities taking place that will trigger and bring about God's plan, hear me, God's plan for the nation of Israel. That's what we see playing out. That's the hand of God. Someone said, in fact, it was Dr. Adrian Rogers many years ago. He said, if you want to know what's happened prophetically, look at the clock. He said, Israel is the hour clock, Jerusalem is the minute clock, and every moment we're getting closer to the time that God's going to bring about that great event that will deliver Israel once and for all. So, Kenneth, I'm thankful for what God's Word says. I'm thankful we can depend on His Word and not depend on what the Marxist media tells us about it. And I'm talking about today, Kenneth, the fact that asking the question, who owns the land? And I think you and I both will agree, Israel owns the land.
Owns the land. Yes,
it's not up for debate. It's not up for grabs. It's not up for a vote. It's not up to any president, whether it's Trump or others. It's not. That's right. It's not up to a politician. God said it. That settles it. The land belongs to Israel. But further in the dialogue and discussion today, Kenneth, we're going to talk about the fact that Israel possesses a little small teeny postage stamp of the land that God gave to her. And I am amazed that there would be a debate by anybody about what Israel owns in relationship to the real estate. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today. Who owns the land? Who does the land buy? You know, we call it the Holy Land. We call it the Promised Land. Why is it called the Promised Land? Why is it called the Holy Land? Why is it that we look at it one way and say, well, that's what God says and it's okay? I'm looking at Genesis, the 12th chapter, verse 3 and following. God said, and I will bless them that bless thee, curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls of them that they had gotten into Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Verse 7 and 8 then says, verse 7, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. That's the land of Canaan. We refer to it as the Promised Land, the Holy Land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him, and removed him from thence the mountain on the east, and so forth and so on. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the scripture, especially pointed very clearly in the 12th chapter of Genesis, verses 3 through 7, God promised the land. He reiterates that promise, ladies and gentlemen, in the 15th chapter of Genesis and the 18th verse, where it says, in the same day the Lord made a covenant. Now listen, it's God's covenant. It's a unilateral covenant. It's not a bilateral covenant. He didn't say to Abraham, I'll tell you what, if you'll do this, I'll do this. It's not what the word says. We're in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 18th verse. And in the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thee have I given, it's past tense as we look at it now, this land from the river of Egypt and the great river, the river Euphrates. And ladies and gentlemen, that's reiterated over and over in Genesis 17, Deuteronomy 4, Joshua 1 and following, etc., etc., etc. And God refers to it in the 38th chapter of Ezekiel, 16th verse and following. He refers to it as my land and my people. It's a pretty powerful statement, and yet we have those today that's wanting to somehow, some way, say that Israel should not possess the land that it now has. Ladies and gentlemen, the uproar is coming about because of the dialogue and discussion with Ambassador Mike Huckabee and Tucker Carlson. I've been amazed at Carlson over the past couple of years in particular. Used to have a lot of respect for him and his position on investigatory reporting about events and things taking place. But he's gone off the deep end along with some others in that same category, ladies and gentlemen, that believes that somehow, some way, Israel, by the way, I've not got the evidence to prove it, but based on what I have read, and it's my opinion that it is probably correct, Tucker Carlson has received several million dollars. In fact, one article I read said $15 million from the Arabs, and as a result of that, he's taken the side now with them and against the nation of Israel. That's my opinion. Of course, that realm. But ladies and gentlemen, when it goes back to what has taken place with the Tucker Carlson and Mike Huckabee conference, or their dialogue and discussion on the interview. In fact, Mike Huckabee said that he spewed his Gatorade all over his keyboard when he heard what Tucker Carlson said about their interview. Let me just read you a bit of that article. You hide that very well. Mike Huckabee spewed Gatorade on his keyboard after Tucker Carlson's conspiracy interview. No fair-minded, this article reads, no fair-minded person can continue to deny that something is terribly off with Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, interviewing the U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, on Wednesday, February the 18th, 2026. Mike Huckabee, President Donald Trump's ambassador to Israel, is fiercely attacking Tucker Carlson in the wake of the highly publicized interview between the two. When I sat down with Tucker Carlson on Wednesday, I was expecting thoughtful conversation and that he would ask questions and give me the opportunity to actually respond to the questions. I wasn't anticipating was a lengthy series of questions where he seemed to be insinuating that the Jewish people today aren't really the same people of the Jewish people of the Bible. I'll first just say something I didn't think to say to Tucker, which is that the Ashkenazi Jews, meaning those of the families in the spent centuries in Europe, are a minority of Israel's population today, making up only 35 to 40%. I'm sharing this information because it has been weaponized by very bad people to delegitimize Jews and strip them of all of their history. Further, he says, Huckabee, Mike Huckabee, I sincerely hope Tucker will let me know when he actually wants to learn the facts about the land of Israel and its people. Further, he says, since Tucker actually seemed more interested in definition of political Zionism, it's simple. Zionism is the belief that Israel has the right to exist in safety and security. That's it. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. That is the simplistics of it. Further, Huckabee says, lots of Christians don't know, don't have theological basis for supporting Israel, are actually Zionists because they support Israel's right to exist in safety and in security. Further, he states, let it be universally recognized that the state of Israel has the right to exist and to enjoy peace and security within international agreed borders. All you need to do is believe that Israel has the right to exist. Ladies and gentlemen, I think everything can boil down to that. Does Israel have the right to exist? Is Israel some squatter that's come in on the land, as some would have you to believe, and they've taken the land away from the so-called Palestinians? Palestinians never been an ethnic group of people in the history of the world, but yet there are those that believe that Israel has come in as squatters. They've taken the land. They refuse to leave the land. The land belongs to the those that are the Arabs, the Islamic jihadists, as I call them. That's the mindset. But ladies and gentlemen, let's first, before we go further, by the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Who is Mike Huckabee that we might better understand his position? Number one, Mike Huckabee is a conservative Christian. He's a former pastor. He was a former candidate for the President of the United States and has, ladies and gentlemen, a conservative, central Biblicist viewpoint of who Israel is and the land of Israel, the nation of Israel. Huckabee had a conference with Tucker Carlson because it appeared that Carlson is ignorant of biblical truth. He's taking partial truth, partial understandings, and then spinning that, ladies and gentlemen, to say that somehow, some way, those Jews in Israel are not real Jews. They're called the Ashkenazi Jews, and that simply means that they're out of Europe, displaced, and gone to Israel. Therefore, they're not real Jews. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a fabrication of thought. That is a spinning of the yarn that is coming up with something that is false, fictitious, fallacious, and not real at all. But that's the mindset that Tucker Carlson has now. He's dividing who are the Jewish people with what about the Jewish land. He's bifurcating that and not looking at it as a whole. And here's Mike Huckabee, a conservative, a Christian, a former pastor, a former candidate for the presidency of the United States of America that knows biblical truth, and yet here's Tucker Carlson that's twisting and perverting the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll get back to this right after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. Right after the news, we'll continue with our thought, who owns the land? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.